From the Center. Recently, I've spent a great deal of time feeling concerned by the fact that we, and others serving the needs of people facing sight loss, have been experiencing an ongoing decrease in the level of support from the system. In preparing to write this article, I worried it would paint a bleak picture for future services for the visually impaired people in our community. Then, a friend threw out a word to me that kept reverberating in my head: gratitude. Memories took me back over 20 years when my work began with the Earl Baum Center. In the early 1990s, I learned about the dreams of a blind farmer who left his property in trust to be developed into an educational and recreational center for people living with sight loss. That farmer was Earl Baum, and little did I know how his legacy would impact me, and more importantly, the many people living in the large region surrounding Santa Rosa. His foresight eventually led to the founding of the EBC. Early on, I became acquainted and eventually became working partners with members of the Redwood Lions Memorial Foundation, RLMF, the trustees of the property. I feel grateful that the RLMF board was committed to pursuing the establishment of a quality program where people could learn and grow regardless of their degree of blindness, and for their wisdom in supporting and trusting members of the blind community to manage and operate EBC's future. The long-term lease RLMF offered the newly formed Earl Baum Center of the Blind and the support from the Lions, Rotary, and Kiwanis clubs, as well as local developers, contractors, and philanthropists, helped make the EBC a reality. It was a team effort. With his role of managing the legal work in creating the EBC while sharing his vision of a successful center, my focus was on administering and overseeing the development of the EBC. Later, much of Larry's focus was in guiding people with sight loss in understanding the amazing power of learning from one another. Being selected as the chair of the first board of directors of the EBC, a group of some of the greatest visionaries in the blind community, was a great honor for me. Together, we built a well-conceived, impactful, and sustainable model that shared the heart and passion we all felt for our mission. For those instructors and volunteers who believed in the future of the new and untested EBC and were willing to accept the risks of building an organization, I am thankful. Over the last 14 years, many other wonderful people were added to the ranks and became equally dedicated to the EBC. From the beginning, this organization has enjoyed an enlightened and committed board of directors that always looked at that which can be done rather than that which cannot. So many clients have given us their trust and shared with us their fears, hopes, dreams, successes, and love, and for that, I am deeply grateful. We are fortunate to have been allowed into their lives during very challenging, life-changing times. I'm grateful, too, for the opportunity to serve clients of the Department of Rehabilitation, Veterans Administration, schools and universities, businesses, and more. The contributions of foundations and individual donors have shown their belief that the EBC is worthy of support. It is an honor to be the steward of their funds. And last but not least, I am grateful for the incredible people who had roles in establishing and sustaining EarlFest as a benefit concert and a way to help the greater community become acquainted with the EBC. Over the last 6 years, their dedication has made EarlFest a premier event in the region, helping it evolve from a startup event to a real happening. On a personal note, I am honored to have been the CEO of the EBC since its inception. I give thanks for those who have touched my life, given me guidance, and supported the EBC and me without doubt or hesitation. I have so many reasons to be grateful. The times are not easy and there are still many challenges and hurdles to cross. However, looking back with gratitude at all that made us, and looking forward to new possibilities, puts all the hard work into perspective and makes the future feel much better. Here's to everyone who has made a mark on the EBC. Alan Brenner, CEO.